the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
And here we are on another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. I'm Kylie, that's Tricia, and today we are going to rock your world because we're talking about ways to stay productive this summer. In summer. Okay, parents who've seen Frozen will appreciate that. Today, we're going to make sure that you keep going.
Can you keep going? I'm just going to sit like this the whole episode.
Okay, I'll talk. All right, so it's important to talk about productivity because the sun comes out, the beaches are open, and the last thing you want to do is either sit in your office or drive around Metro Detroit showing houses in the city. And we want to make sure that you don't take your foot off the gas pedal because it's a trick, y'all. It's a trick. And if you do, that means you are going to reap the repercussions at the end of the summer.
Yeah, you can't buy school clothes or Christmas presents because you were lazy all summer swimming in your pool.
I'm telling you, don't do it. No. So here we go. Without a roadmap, it's easy to wander off course, right, Tricia?
It is.
Okay, so the first thing we are going to do is we're going to set clear goals and priorities.
That's right. And then you have to do those things.
You have to do the things. So at Elite Realty, we use the 411 and we use the BAT Doc. It is Business Activity Tracker. That's BAT for BAT Doc. Okay. And these tools are important because they are going to help you take those clear goals and priorities and map out exactly what comes first, what comes second, what you're going to repeat in order to keep the train moving.
Yeah, goal setting isn't just for the first of the year, guys. You should have goals for each quarter.
New year, new me.
I know. And then you got to take those quarter goals and you got to break them down into smaller, manageable tasks and prioritize them. We're not saying you can't have any fun in the summer, but it should be, okay, the most important thing I need to do today is this, and then I need to do this. And if those two things get done,
I can go play.
I can go play, right? It's just like when you were a kid. I actually was watching this Coach Alicia, right, on Facebook, our friend Coach Lee. And she was talking about how she thinks that she developed these skills as a latchkey kid, right? So when you're a latchkey kid, you come home, there's no parents there to manage you, but you still know, like, I got to get my homework done. I have to make dinner. And then afterwards, I can go out and play. And it's the same for us as grownups. We need to take care of our work. We need to make sure the bills are paid. And then we can go jump on the boat or the jet skis and it's fine. But if you don't get the other things done first, you can't do them. And remember when we were setting your goals, Kylie?
We were just talking about that.
The day is coming on the calendar where it says, if Kylie didn't hit this goal, what is she going to sacrifice? So I know that Kylie is motivated by spending time with her family and kids and doing, you know, field trips and
None of that. You don't know me at all. What motivates me is leaving all of them behind and grabbing my girlfriends. And literally, we want nothing more than to leave our family behind. Yeah, that's it.
That's not an option.
I mean,
so Kylie's going to have to put in more hours working if she did not hit her work goals.
Doing pretty good. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. You're going to be like, where did you pull this from?
Yeah. But notice what we did. Not only did we set the goals, we put deadlines on them. And then if we don't meet those deadlines, then we put our own repercussions, which may be more hours working, less hours having fun. So that is important to check yourself, or else you will get to the end of the year and there is no new year, new me. You're
just the same old you, and nobody wants that. Growth is important. And one thing, I don't know if it's in here because I was ill as hell when you wrote these. having an accountability partner is so important to this puzzle, okay? You can make yourself all the promises that you want. If you are like me, I mean, Trisha will make her promises to herself and she'll keep them because she's Trisha and that's just the kind of human that God built her to be. I'm not the same. I am not the same. There's a lot of times where I come to a place where I allow what Andy Frisella calls the bitch boys to get in your head, and I come to that. It's usually at the end of the day when I'm out of all of my decision willpower juices and I'm like, I don't care that that basket of laundry needs to be folded. I don't care about this paperwork. I literally just care about laying down right now. I just want to lay down. And when you're meeting your goals, you can lay down. And when you're not meeting your goals, you can't lay down. And that's really what it comes down to. But having someone in your corner who can lovingly but firmly remind you of what you said is important, because it's really not, and I think that's the misconception is, oh, it's got to be like a drill sergeant situation. It's not. Trisha will literally come alongside me and say, you said you wanted this thing, you committed, you would do, and you haven't. Here I am.
Yes, but also, what do I do? I say, I'm leading from the front. Here's a copy of my bat doc. Here's a copy of my 411. Now, and where is yours?
Yeah, right? So and I'm yours not just is saying, always done and it's full to the brim. And but mine it's to always inspire is
you,
not.
Right? It's to inspire you. You can't say, and this is what I want you guys to remember too. This isn't just for business, this is for personal too, because I have to lead from – I can't expect my kids to go work hard if I don't work hard. I can't expect my kids to eat broccoli if they don't see me eating broccoli. Here's
the thing. She eats all the broccoli, y'all.
You can't expect out of others what you are not leading from the front doing first. So I do that not to say look at all the things I did, but to inspire you. If I can do this, you can too. If I am doing this, there's no reason that you can't be doing this, right? And so even if you are a stay-at-home mom, this still applies to you because you should still be setting some clear goals and priorities for your household. And remember that all of those little eyes are watching you. So if you are only sitting on your butt eating popsicles all summer long, don't expect your kids to clean their room or be ready to do their homework when they start school. Like, they're going to sit on their butts and eat popsicles all day too. And if you're fine with that, then you're fine with that. But if you want to raise productive, goal-oriented humans, then you also need to be a productive, goal-oriented human. So,
and it doesn't have to happen all at once. Like, for a lot of people who might just be joining us, they're not familiar with where we started. And it starts with baby steps.
Absolutely.
Step one, get a hold of us. We'll give you a 411. I don't remember where exactly it is on the website. We'll give you a 411. We'll give you a bat doc. You can customize it to whatever it is that you're doing. Number two, figure out your goals, what you want. Again, we're going back to clear priorities, clear goals and priorities, not, oh, I'm going to lose weight this year. Oh, okay, so what exact number do you want? How are you going to get there? That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. And then next up, like creating a distraction-free environment. What is going on around you is super impactful to your mood and your productivity, right?
Yeah. We talked about this in the past is when, especially if you're working from home and you don't have, like Trisha right now, she's got a room with a door that is dedicated to work. It's clean, it's tidy, it's neat. It has her books, it has her achievements, it has her goals all over the walls. And it is a great space for her to come into and have a distraction-free work session. If you're like me and your desk is in the corner of the living room, you need to make sure that you do not have a living room full of half-folded laundry, toys on the floor, boxes, whatever it is. So create a space that is conducive to productivity and, working.
Yeah. And then the biggest thing of all, right, if you're on YouTube, you can see me holding up my phone. phone. Your phone is the biggest distraction in the world. The other day I wanted to get some reading done. I had to leave my phone inside the house and go outside. When I am in my office, at home, or at the office, I will take my phone and I will put it in a drawer and shut the drawer. And I will make sure there are no sounds on, because your phone is the biggest distraction of all. It is. Even if it's just in your peripheral vision, you will subconsciously be thinking, I wonder if I'm missing something on there. And then you will not be focusing on the task that you want and need to do.
And there are things on the phone that you can do. Like Trisha said, turning off the notifications, turning off the vibrate. You can set timers for how much time you want to. Now, you can always ignore these. But I started using the timers after you and Riley were like, game changer. And I set a limit of how long I want to be on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, yada, yada. There's another thing that you can look at on your phone. It can tell you how many times you unlocked your phone, how many times you literally checked your phone. And I will tell you, if you look at this and you spend 1 week writing it down at the end of the day, like right before you go to bed, you will literally be disgusted at how often you look at your phone. I mean, honestly, I can tell you, it's just like this. It's literally an addiction. It's a tick. And so getting rid of that is just it's going to be a game changer for you guys.
Yeah, so don't be afraid to go old school. Take a pen and a piece of paper, write down your tasks, and then get to work doing those tasks and have your phone put away so that you're not thinking about it or seeing it. And then that brings us to our next thing, which is like, taking strategic breaks. Like, if you make your productivity and your goals drudgery, you're not going to be successful. You need to be excited.
You're going to hate it.
Yeah, you want to be excited about the things that you're going to do. If you are not excited, you will not do that. That's why I think that you know, I talk about Beachbody, because I feel like they do such a good job at getting people excited
about
health and fitness. And if you are excited, you are more likely to stick to it and you are more likely to make it part of your identity. So when you start something new, you're excited about it. But if you make it to where it's like, oh, I gotta do this, like, change your language around what you're doing. This is a game changer. So instead of saying, oh, I gotta go to school, I get to go to school. I get to go to school today. I get to spend an hour on campus. It's so beautiful. I'll be outside. Awesome. I get to interact with other grown-ups. I get to have conversations about something that's not real estate, even though I love it. Sometimes I want to talk about something new. I get to learn something new, right? So when you change that language from I have to go run to I get to go run, I get an hour to myself. I get to feel the sunshine. I get to listen to music. I have nothing else distracting me. I just get to let go, right? Your perspective is your passport or your prison. And I say that all the time.
She does. It's obnoxious.
It's true. It's true.
It's true.
Change your language, flip your perspective.
Absolutely. I like to, you can set a timer on your phone too. So like when I'm really digging into calls and I know I'm going to be on the phone for at least a couple hours, excuse me, I will set a 45-minute timer and I will hyper-focus, drill in, do the calls, 45 minutes, and then I know I've got a 10-minute break. I'm going to get up. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to get some water, which is what I need right now. And that is going to refresh me for the next block.
Yeah, and it helps to prevent burnout because, again, if it's drudgery, if you get burnt out on it, you're not going to want to do it anymore. But if you know that and I actually do this with – I started doing this with running where I run intervals. So it's like I run for, you know, 5 minutes and then I know I get to enjoy a one-minute walk. And then I run for 5 minutes and then I know I'm going to get to enjoy a one-minute walk. So I'm looking forward to that break. It's the same with your day. You can say, okay, I get to do these 20 things to make my life happier, to relieve my anxiety. But after each thing, I'm going to take a 10-minute break and I'm going to, you know, sit in the quiet for a minute or listen to new music or take a dance break or have a snack or whatever. But have something you can look forward to and take those breaks strategically so you don't get burnt out.
Yeah. And then finally, let's touch on, we kind of glossed over this a little bit already, just staying healthy and energized. You know, the minute a team member is telling you that they're getting I'm sorry. Oh my gosh, you talk.
It's hard to human sometimes. And I feel like we get so passionate when we're on the podcast. It's like, oh, now I can't human anymore. But yeah, like you're saying, anytime a team member will say like, hey, I feel unmotivated, I'm off track.
And I've said this to you. Didn't I just say this to you? I mean, I just spent the last, like, I want to say what, 2 weeks just in the thick of it, going through it, packing 5 people in and out of the ER, sick kids, packing 5 people. Did I mention we're renovating a house? So I haven't seen my husband, you know, and I tell Trisha, I'm like, I need another day where like we just sit down for the morning, kind of regroup. I don't want to dump the purse. I just need to get back on the path. Like I got a little bit off the ways. I need you to sit down with me and say, hey, this was on the calendar for this. How are we going to pivot? How are we going to capitalize on this and really maximize? What can we take off the list? Because, you know, we're halfway through the year. What can we take off and maybe deal with later or plan for 2025? And don't dump the purse. Make sure that you are staying healthy. You're getting the good sleep. There's plenty of times where at the end of the day, I've got a mile long list of stuff to do. But I know that if I don't have the time at the end of the day to decompress, to be unstimulated, I will look and say, okay, like Trisha just said, these 2 things have to get done. They have to be done today. As soon as I power through those 2 things, I can shut everything down and I can go to sleep. That's the light at the end of the tunnel. And it translates to your personal life with staying healthy, going to bed, drinking the water, eating the broccoli.
Yeah.
Running the miles.
And what was the first thing I said to you when you said, oh my gosh, I've been so stressed out. It made me sick. The stress made me sick. And I said, I didn't say anything about work. I said, Kylie, it sounds like the number one priority in your life right now needs to be self-care. You need to by yourself, go outside for 20 minutes and take a walk each day. Don't be on your phone. Don't have music in your ears. Don't be doing anything. Don't take anybody with you. Just by yourself, walk for 20 minutes. That simple, small, easy task can be a life changer.
And you can fit it in anywhere.
Anywhere. And anybody can do it on the entire wide planet. 20 minutes, walk by yourself, unplugged, outside. Game changer. You have to, your body is just like a machine. You have to have the right fuel to keep your body running smoothly. You have to stay hydrated. You have to nourish yourself with nutritious snacks. Do not skimp on moving your body because energy begets energy. And you have to get good sleep. For so many years of my life, I wore busy as a badge of honor. And I don't ever say I'm busy anymore. I will say I'm very productive. My cup is very full. But I will tell you, I always intentionally make time for myself, whether it's a walk, whether it's a run, whether it's a yoga, it doesn't matter. There has to be some point in time, whether it's just sitting in my room and reading or sitting on my patio and reading. If you don't make time for self-care, you will make time for the hospital and doctor's visits. If you don't spend the money investing in your health and your nutrition, you will spend the money on prescriptions, on doctor bills, on medical bills. That money is going to get spent one way or another. Would you rather spend it getting healthy or trying to get yourself out of a medical condition? That time is going to be spent regardless. Would you rather spend it doing things you enjoy, like walking or roller skating or dancing or CrossFitting or whatever the thing is that you like to do? Or would you rather spend it in bed, sick, doctor's offices, disappointing your friends and family because you can't go out because you're too sick because you ran yourself down. Now, do I still run myself down once in a while? Absolutely, because I'm a human.
I get the emails at 1:30 a.m.
But that is a big reality check for me of, you know what, Trish? You better make it a priority. Like these last 2 weeks, I have had to very intentionally make it a priority to meal prep. And that used to be something I did every Sunday regardless, no matter what. But then life got busy and life got in the way and I stopped having that habit. Now I have to be intentional about putting that habit back in. Just like going to the gym. When I 75 hard, it's 2 workouts a day, every single day, 45 minutes without fail. Then guess what? Real estate industry gets busy. Life gets busy. And then it's like I'm struggling to fit one in. Oh, 2 days have gone by that I didn't actually work out or do anything. Now I need to be intentional about today. No matter what happens, my number one thing today is to go to the gym, right? Mm. So it doesn't have to be perfect, but you do have to be intentional, and you have to remember that consistency is key. You have to implement these strategies into your daily routine, and if you do, you will be absolutely unstoppable. We gave you, like, what, 5 very easy to handle things. Set goals and priorities, give yourself a distraction-free environment, put away your phone, take some breaks, stay healthy and energized. Super easy stuff there.
So go do it, doggone it. Write that stuff down, put it in the calendar, and make sure you make time for it. Doggone it. Fine. When are we having our Kylie's comes to Jesus? When are we having our sacrifice session? That's what we'll call it, a sacrifice session.
I think
session.
That's what it is on the Google calendar.
Sacrifice
what
session.
What is Kylie going to sacrifice because she didn't hit her goal?
Like I said, I think you'll be put. Present way surprised, Webbit.
I am. And if we can help any of you, please reach out. We love helping people hit their goals or even just form some goals. Sometimes you don't know where to start.
I had no idea. When we started coaching together, remember, you're like, what are your goals? And I'm like, to stay alive. To keep my children alive.
Which was my exact response, too, when I first started. I had somebody reach out to me on Facebook, and she's like, what's your health and fitness goals? I'm like, nothing.
Be alive. Not have a heart attack?
Yeah. Not scream at my kids and burn my house down?
Yeah.
Solid goal.
Solid goals. All right, y'all. That's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in to this amazing episode of the Elite Life Podcast. If you like the show, share the show, subscribe, because you don't want to miss a single thing as we drop fresh content every Thursday. So we will see you next week.
Woo! Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.